Governor Walker says his term in office so far has been a little like bungee jumping, and the state has been in a bit of a free fall.
As far as the challenges we've been faced with, the financial situation we've been faced with, but now I feel like we're kind of coming back up again. The good thing about coming back up again with bungee jumping is you know you're going to live.
The challenge Walker mentioned is the drastic plunge in the price of oil. The related plunge in oil taxes means a $3.5 billion deficit. That's an approximate figure. The actual number depends on where the price of oil falls on any given day. Last year, the state cut a significant amount from the budget. Walker says the previous year's spending plan was about $8 billion, and lawmakers brought it down to about $4.75 billion. That was a start, but it didn't solve the problem, so Walker and his administration put together a plan.
There's plenty of things for everybody to not like. I don't like every part of the plan.
That plan calls for increased fuel taxes, for example, along with an income tax and taking a portion of the Alaska Permanent Fund earnings, which would mean a cap on individual permanent fund dividends. It also calls for more cuts, but Walker says he wants those cuts to be fair.
We're not going to balance the budget on the backs of rural Alaska. We're not going to balance the budget on the backs of those that use the Alaska Marine Highway System. We need to do it sort of across the board a bit.
Ortez also addressed the audience and agrees that there will be more cuts.
The question, though, is how far do we cut without seriously hurting the economy itself? You know, what kind of Alaska do we want to have going into the future?
Ortez stressed the importance of senior services, fisheries, and the ferries. During the public input part of the meeting, Keith Smith endorsed the proposed income tax and noted that more cuts could damage the overall economy.
Government is one of the greatest engines in terms of circulating wealth in a community, and by us all contributing to its state tax, I think we can move forward and keep Alaska prosperous.
Two other speakers suggested taking all of the permanent fund earnings and eliminating the dividend program for the next few years until the state's economy has recovered, rather than implementing an income tax. Donald Westland also suggested a source of revenue that hasn't yet been proposed, at least not in the legislature.
Our ferry system, our highway system, is a road tax. We have a toll road. Nobody else in the state realizes that we have a toll road. I think there should be a toll on every interior highway.
Another speaker pointed out that the state's economic problem is at least partly the result of the reconfigured oil tax system known as SB 21. Walker publicly opposed that bill. However, Alaska voters upheld the measure through a ballot initiative. Following the town hall meeting, Governor Walker sat down briefly with local media. He says he's had about 50 similar town hall meetings throughout the state.
The majority of the people would say, thank you for having a plan. They said, you know, there's plenty of pieces of it that, you know, they can always find something they don't like, but what they don't like the most is not having a plan.
Going back to the suggestion that the state simply stop giving PFDs, Walker says his administration did look at that option.
From a numeric standpoint, that makes a lot of sense, and we looked at that. But what that would do to some folks that rely upon that for, you know, cost of energy, cost differential where they live, it would be tough.
In other words, it would affect low-income people more. Walker says he tried to keep things fair in his plan, and he's not sure about recent proposals from the House that would make deeper cuts to specific programs. Walker says he'll have to see what makes it through the legislative process.
But I was disappointed to see on a number of them. I certainly was on the, public radio was something that in some areas of Alaska, that's the only form of communication. I remember well on APRN receiving a call from somebody in White Mountain, and I just know that person in White Mountain, that's the only way they have to, the only method of communicating is through that. So, but it just underscores what a tough situation that we're in.
Walker says that getting out of this tough situation will require cooperation throughout the state. He told the town hall audience about a gift he received from Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott, a framed print.
And it was people in a river pulling on a rope. I didn't quite understand it at first, and then I looked at the bottom and it said, in Metlakatla in the early 1900s, when you wanted to pull out stumps, the whole community would show up, and with a rope, they'd pull out the stump. And Byron had written at the bottom of it, he said, "Governor, that's what we're doing." And he's right, that is what we're doing. That's what we need to be doing as a state. We need to do what they did in Metlakatla, and we need to all be pulling together.
Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.